You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Chevy Equinox could go plug-in hybrid, Leapmotor enter 7 new EU markets, and China wants to stop these price wars. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you which battery maker has paused building a $1.6 billion plant in South Carolina because of new US policies. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It is the weekend, Saturday, 7th of June. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And check out the Patreon page if you want to. Check out a link in the show notes. Now, a heavily camouflaged Chevy Equinox has been seen driving around on public roads. It's been photographed by GM Authority reader Gabe, who sent this in, suggesting a new plug-in hybrid variant is in development for the US market. The test mule's black and white camouflage closely matches the fourth generation Equinox introduced for the 2025 model year. No visible styling revisions and no mid-cycle refreshes scheduled. The camouflage likely conceals a new powertrain rather than any exterior styling updates. Now, industry sources indicate the plug-in hybrid version would come as a 2027 model year, marking the first time the Equinox nameplate offers a plug-in hybrid option, at least in North America. The launch would support GM's broader strategy, which involves reintroducing plug-in hybrids to its US lineup. GM already markets an Equinox plug-in hybrid in China, and we have a joint venture there with SAIC. The variant accelerates 0 to 62 miles an hour, 6.8 seconds. Very strong performance, at least for its class. The Chinese market's Equinox plug-in hybrid is not available in terms of the roadmap and the plan from the last time we heard from the Chevy Global VP Scott Bell. But now we see pictures. Would you buy an Equinox if it was a plug-in hybrid version? Like I say, changes in some sentiments and, of course, policies in the US leave some of the car makers wanting to hedge a few bets at the moment. Now, Leap Motor, the Chinese electric vehicle maker, which has had a big investment from Stellantis and, in fact, is a joint venture in Europe. Leap Motor International is majority owned by Stellantis, and they're expanding their European network into Ireland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Slovenia, Hungary, Croatia, and Bulgaria. The total sales and service locations will be 600 on the continent. 2 years ago, Stellantis got 20% of the company and put a joint venture together. Leap Motor International means that Stellantis holds the exclusive rights to export, sell, and make Leap Motors outside of Greater China. By the end of this year, Leap Motor wants to operate more than 700 sales and service centres across the key import markets. With the expansion, the average travel time to a Leap Motor sales or service plant, they say, should be under 25 minutes. That's what mine is. I'm in Poole. I'm very close to a Stellantis dealership actually it's called Branksome in Poole. I live a little further along in Parkstone. But in Branksome, this big Stellantis dealership next to the bowling alley that I take my kids to, and they don't have Leap Motor inside. If I want to go to Leap Motor, I've got to go to Southampton way, and that is about, well, it's more than 25 minutes, and they say by the end of the year, they want to get that to under 25 minutes. Not in every Stellantis location, of course. According to the brand, that proximity is intended to enhance the customer convenience and build brand trust. Yeah, it's not a million miles away to get to and drive. My wife wants to go have a look at the little T03, the little Mickey Mouse clown car that I really, really like. I love small cars. And I just think for so many journeys, we should be getting on an e-bike or an e-scooter when they sort out the rules and regs around that. And they are hopefully doing that sooner rather than later. And so many journeys can be done with small cars as well. And the little Leap Motor T03, only a grand more than the Dacia Spring, but you get a lot for your money. Now, China wants to put an end to this price war that's happening there. Chinese authorities called together the senior executives from more than a dozen EV makers. Now, BYD kicked this off by just slashing the prices. So BYD were obviously the Geely, Xiaomi. In Beijing earlier this week, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, which is the Chinese regulator, the top economic planning agency as well, hosted the meeting to address the price war. Officials instructed the industry to self-regulate, warning against selling cars below cost or offering unreasonable pricing. They raised concerns about zero mileage vehicles and growing supplier bills. Yet the zero mileage used EV market in China is, we've not even scratched the surface on that. There are so many zero, and by zero I mean less than delivery miles, like 20, 0 mile used EVs that are sold to the dealerships or put through the books and registered, and they hit their targets and then sold as used EVs, but they're new cars, and China knows it's happening. Such a coordinated meeting on operational issues like pricing is rare, but of course the way that China operates and regulates itself and the businesses inside its borders can, let's say, strongly suggest that industries behave a certain way, and you would be foolish to disagree with central government, which you wouldn't use. So the intervention followed BYD's decision last month, not just to cut prices, but to slash prices by up to a third, and they were already crazy low. Now, Geely, one of those Chinese companies that sell a lot of EVs outside of China, they're founder and chairman Li Shufu said the company will not build new assembly plants in Europe or the US. They said there's a surplus of global factories that can make electric vehicles, and they don't want to build another one. Instead, Geely will deepen collaboration with partners like Volvo and Renault in Europe and US markets as well. Other Chinese car makers, including BYD and Chery, are expanding overseas and building their own local plants. Li argued that globalization has come to an end after expanding for more than 40 years, and it's time for Geely to adjust their strategy. He added that in South Korea and other markets, Geely should do what it can to cooperate with businesses like Renault and Western car makers who might have some spare capacity. The company is still seeking a breakthrough in many key markets in Southeast Asia, like Malaysia. Plenty of people there that would like some cheaper vehicles. They've got more to do to be more localized. Now, back in October 2022, Geely took a 32% stake in Renault's Korean subsidiary. That's to make some hybrid stuff for the local market. And so, again, that's the way they're expanding. And of course, a lot to do with the EU and China talks and negotiations about either minimum pricing or tariffs on cheap Chinese cars. And so there'll be many ways to get around that. Now, NIO is doing vehicle to grids. I'm so excited about vehicle to grid because all the bits are in place now. We just need to make it work. EVs are viewed not only as transport, but as an asset, because you've got a big energy store in the same way that a tank of hot water is effectively an energy store. But most people kind of understand as well that having a 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 kilowatt hour battery in your driveway is literally an energy store, and that is an asset. And so many people excited about vehicle to grid like I am. Many people could see themselves earning a little bit of money from a bit of energy trading. I don't want to get deep into the weeds on it as a consumer, but I do want energy company. Hopefully this will be coming very soon, hopefully with Octopus, to say, like, here's one price, we'll lease you a car, we'll put a wall box, it won't be a wall box, it'll be another company who make very good hardware, by the way. They'll say, here's the car, here's the wall box, here's the electricity tariff. Make sure your car is always plugged in when it's at home. There'll be like a minimum set amount of hours so that you're not wasting their time and you're not. But then you'll get something back in return. You either earn some money, you'll get free electricity, and they will use your battery to do a bit of trading. Look, Tesla have a virtual power plant already. Tesla do this with their energy tariffs here in the UK with Tesla drivers and Tesla power walls as well. And so this is already happening in some places and it's in some markets, but it hasn't really cut through to the mainstream yet, has it? But I'm convinced it will. And NIO is wanting to get in on the action as well. There is a new site being launched. NIO is taking part in a pilot plan in Shanghai, where there's residential and office park charging stations and bi-directional battery swapping stations too. The site features 6 V2G NIO charging stations. And so, again, it's a pilot project. There's been like 10, 15 years of pilot projects. NIO are doing this now, but I hope we're really close to just getting this into the masses, the mainstream, and taking this out of trial project phase. Like I say, I think it needs to be a massive energy company, an Octopus, an EDF, that, that level of an NL, by the way, in Italy, big or, big European company saying, right, we've done the deals with the car makers and the EVSE wall box makers, the home chargers, you deal with us. And that way the electricity companies can become the new oil companies of the next 100 years. And that's an opportunity which they know. Time is ticking on. Now, let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk about Toyota being urged to ramp up its EV leadership and battery manufacturing, getting some new certifications for people wanting to get into the industry. That's a huge opportunity for anyone wanting to get into the industry. I'll tell you about that and a lot more as well back in a mo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Now, here's a good news story for anyone who likes Volkswagens and the wider group as well, all the different brands they make. They have a software division called CARIAD. As we know, EVs are essentially very much more software-defined than traditional cars. And so the amount of processors that we have in the car, the connected nature of electric vehicles, so much of the hardware can be improved over time. You can rewrite the software for how the electric motors work, and you can add new features, add new software to the screen. And so Volkswagen Group created CARIAD back in 2020 to take a lead in this, but the division soon became kind of mired in delays and cost overruns. So there was a change at the top, and the CEO of Volkswagen Group, CEO Oliver Blum, reassigned Peter Bosch from his role as Bentley's production chief to lead CARIAD in 2023 in the summer. So two years in, and he looked at a broad reorganization, reorganized things. Now that VW's done a deal with Rivian to get access to some of the Rivian software and the way that the vehicles are, you know, essentially put together on a very fundamental level. That's a big deal, but that doesn't mean they're closing down CARIAD. That's still a big role to play. They also enforced more stricter code governance, ended heavy dependence on external systems suppliers, and CARIAD's costs per vehicle are now significantly cheaper per vehicle than the competition. They say it means that the division can supply software for 14 vehicle models launched last year and this year. 9 of the 10 best-selling electric vehicles in Germany were VW Group models that ran the new CARIAD software. So a bit of a turnaround there. And that, boy oh boy, was much, much needed. Now, some registration data I mentioned yesterday in the UK. Yesterday's story was mainly focused on the continued decline of Tesla here, even though we now have the new Model Y. That is arriving with customers, and I've seen a few on the roads, and that Model Y is a cracking looking vehicle. I think it's a really good redesign they've done on that. But for some reason, Tesla is still facing headwinds in the UK. BYD have got their final numbers out. BYD recorded 3,025 UK EV registrations last month in May. That surpasses Tesla's 2,000 registrations, which were, as I said yesterday, down 36% from the same month last year. So BYD at 3,000, Tesla at 2,000. Again, we've seen this in other markets where BYD overtook Tesla. It's kind of crazy. Now, if you try and smooth things out, because, you know, Tesla delivers in fits and starts, and obviously we've been waiting for new Model Y. Let's look at the first 5 months, January to the end of May. BYD sold 14,800. That was compared to 2,000 for the same time last year, when BYD was sort of just dribbling into the market. There's now much more of a concerted effort. So BYD at just under 15,000, Tesla at 15,002. So even the first 5 months of the year, like, Tesla is number one still in the UK, but it's number one by not a huge margin. Is it? Overall, UK fully electric vehicle registrations were up 26% in May. That is compared to the same month last year. EV market share last month was 22%, up from 17.6% same time last year. Year to date, it's 21%. The car lobby here noted that the growth has been driven by heavy discounting, which they say is unsustainable. BYD last month introduced the Dolphin Surf. That's the name that we're calling the top-selling car back in China, which is the Seagull, but we're calling it Dolphin Surf. Back at home in China, the Seagull sells for less than $10,000 equivalent, in fact, a bit less after these BYD price cuts. And they sell a huge amount of them. Now, let's talk a little bit more about how sales are going well in Europe. One of the car companies making big moves over here, across Europe, in fact, is the Chinese car maker Xiaopeng, selling 1,438 EVs across 10 European markets in May. And across Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, and the Netherlands, they're recording some good sales. Over the last year, Xiaopeng began selling in Germany, France, Portugal, Spain, the UK, Ireland, and Finland. Now, 15 markets over here. Sales in the Netherlands have been doubling for Xiaopeng, and globally, they delivered about 33,500 vehicles in May. So, again, huge increases. They're basically, again, one of the car makers that I think is going to be one of the ones that survives after hundreds of car companies in China launching, and very much a survival of the fittest kind of model. That'll be one that makes it through, along with BYD, NIO, Li Auto, Leap Motor, and a few more as well. But there'll be certainly more that we haven't seen the end of that in China, where they just don't make it. But that's one that is doing well at home and doing well abroad as well. Now, chairman of Li Auto Malls, Adam Li, has published an open letter to Toyota. And not often that people, because obviously, you know, if you sell Toyotas, if you're a Tesla dealership, a Toyota dealership, you probably do pretty well, actually. A lot of people want a Toyota. A lot of people want one of those mild hybrids they think are probably more electric than they really are. However, he has published an open letter to Toyota reflecting on his decades-long partnership with Toyota and his success selling the Prius. He now drives an EV himself and expressed frustration with Toyota's lack of EV offerings. He criticized Toyota for its political spending, pointing out the company supported 207 congressional campaigns held by known climate skeptics. Toyota is the biggest, as far as I know, it's the biggest, and if I'm wrong, happily offer a clarification or a correction if Toyota can help me out with some data on that. But as far as I've read in the past, Toyota is the biggest spender in terms of car lobbyists in Washington. And as this person points out, a lot of the money goes on people who are climate skeptics, who deny climate change. Toyota's $1 million donation to the president's inauguration. Obviously, he's a known climate change denier, and notes that Toyota ranks third globally in lobbying against positive climate action to do with cleaning up the air that we breathe and the kind of planet we leave behind for the next generation. Toyota spend untold amounts of money campaigning against, well, doing the right thing. Obviously, if you sell Toyotas, you've got a big dealer group or something, you probably respect the brand very much and the work that they've done and the fantastic engineering that they've done over the years. But now it is time to become the kind of company that does the right thing. Not sure they're going to do that anytime soon, are they? Right, now let's move on and talk a little bit about battery manufacturing certification. This is really important. The UK Battery Industrialisation Centre in Coventry, right in the middle of our country, has introduced new qualifications aimed at individuals who are over 16 years old and want to get into battery manufacturing. The programme offers a training pathway with additional higher-level certification due later this year. Industry projections indicate that the UK battery sector itself may need 500,000 workers by the year 2040. It's an industry that's only going to be growing, and skills are needed to support the shift towards electrified transport and energy storage. The centre collaborates with big automotive and transport and energy storage companies, and that's fantastic. But, you know, if my 7-year-old said to me, hey, when I grow up, I want to, you know, be an engineer, I want to do battery engineering or, chemical engineering or something, that has got to be a fantastic career to go into in terms of, again, the future of the planet and how we move around and power ourselves as well. Now, Volvo will introduce its new multi-adaptive seatbelt as a standard feature on its new EV, and that's going to be the EX60. Now, the XC60 is on track to become the best-selling Volvo ever. So that's the XC60, the one that's out at the minute. I mean, it's already their biggest seller, but I'm talking about in the history of Volvo, it's about to cross over and become their most successful car. So when it goes electric, it's a big deal. Now, we get the EX60, the all-electric one, early in 2026, and it's going to be a standard feature with a new seatbelt technology. Volvo, of course, invented the three-point seatbelt in 1959, estimating its original innovation has saved a million lives. Volvo, a company that you could say leaves behind a good legacy of saving a million lives. By using real-time data and AI, says Volvo, we see the potential of saving a million more lives. The seatbelt has been co-patented with a German supplier. ZF uses data from the vehicle's sensors to detect things like traffic conditions and interior sensors to identify the number of occupants, where they're sitting, the sizes and weights of those people, and it's processed in the central computer, and the seatbelt's performance is then tailored for each person in the car. Conventional seatbelts offer three load-limiting profiles, they say. A multi-adaptive seatbelt supports 11 distinct profiles, they say, allowing it to adapt to its restraining force to a wider range of crash scenarios. All about, as a company, doing the right thing and leaving behind a good legacy. Are you watching, Toyota? Are you watching and listening? Now, finally, battery cell producer AESC was on the podcast yesterday, and I talked about some of the concerns they've got around the changing policy climate in the US. And now, 24 hours later, they have suspended work on their South Carolina factory. They've spent $1.6 billion already. It's going to make cylindrical cells for BMW's Neue Klasse cars. 1,600 jobs created. And now they've paused work on it and said, right, down tools, stop until we get clarification on the US's new trade policy and a draft new tax law that eliminates the federal tax AV purchase credit and the subsidies for charging infrastructure as well. AESC says it's put $1 billion so far into the site. They want to finish the project, and the state-backed support has exceeded $255 million in infrastructure funding and grants. But from AESC's perspective, yes, they've spent $1 billion, but if going ahead and opening the cell factory and there's new economic rules in the US means they'll carry on losing money every cell they make, and that could cost them another $2 billion. Well, it sounds like a weird thing to say, but better to lose one than two, right? So better to stop, close the thing down, and yeah, maybe come back in 3.5 years if there is a different administration in the US, and who knows, that's more friendly to making batteries on US soil. Fascinating situation to watch as a Brit talking to my American listeners. I'm certainly not going to lecture you on it, but I find it interesting to watch and will continue to do so. And I'm looking forward to learning more as we go along together on this journey, on this podcast, after 7 years. And here's to the next seven. And who knows what it'll bring. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.